TikTok is suppressing information on the cover-up of the assassination of President Trump and the failures of the Secret Service related to that. At the same time, the Secret Service is on the Hill, Roe is on the Hill, talking about how transparent his agency is. They're completely stonewalling Judicial Watch. As I've told you previously, we've initiated a massive investigation into the Trump assassination attempt with FOIAs and information requests to various federal agencies and state and local officials in Pennsylvania. The FOIA requests at this time number well over 25. I'm not counting them literally, but I think it's well over 25. And the day that Mr. Roe was testifying, praising, patting himself on the back for his agency's transparency, they sent a request or a response to our three FOIA requests that essentially sought pretty much the key documents on the assassination attempt. And they told us we're not getting one record under law, and that you're not going to get one record under law. Let me get the press release with the detail here. Excuse me. You're not going to believe all this stuff we have to talk about today. Here it is. Secret Service rejects FOIA requests for any records about the assassination attempt of Trump. The requests seek emails, videos, advanced survey security, and other documents. Basically, everything that you might think to ask for and that we know to ask for, given our expert experience in matters such as this. And the Secret Service refused to produce not one record in response. And this is what they wrote to us. It's on, there's the letter. It's that second paragraph there. Dear Requestor, at this time, pursuant to Title 5, USC 35, Section 552B7A, any potentially responsive records, if they exist, are exempt as disclosure could reasonably be expected to interfere with enforcement proceedings. The citation of the above exemption is not to be construed as the only exception which may be available under the FOIA. So there you have it. You know I talked about this a little bit already. I want to show you a video where I talked about it because I got a little angle I want to talk to you about on this as well. But they basically told us because there's an enforcement proceeding, which potentially will never end, right? The shooter's dead. So it's an excuse, not a reason, not to provide information to the American people. Let's play the video that I wanted to highlight for folks because you're not going to believe what happened.
It's officially a cover-up. The Secret Service is refusing to provide any documents to Judicial Watch in response to its multiple FOIA requests for records about the assassination attempt on President Trump. This comes at the same time as the acting head of the agency is up here on Capitol Hill promising full and complete transparency. They just told us that we will get no documents because the disclosure of the documents could reasonably be expected to interfere with enforcement proceedings. The shooter is dead. What are the enforcement proceedings? This is a shameless cover-up. As we note, for the Secret Service to promise transparency to Congress while hiding every possible FOIA record from the American people is yet another indictment of this corrupt and failing agency. The Biden Secret Service has a lot to hide, and Judicial Watch is preparing to go into court to get the answers.
Pretty non-controversial description, don't you think, given what's happening? And guess what? TikTok, we've got a channel on TikTok. TikTok took the video down. You see, right next to there it is. It says there's been a community guidelines violation. I don't even know what that other censorship is. So TikTok is you know, talking about how the First Amendment protects TikTok from being shut down by the government is shutting down criticism of the government by Judicial Watch. By the way, I'm already banned from TikTok. They banned me. I forget when they did it. It's a few years now. They just took all my stuff down. It's just, as you said, you're banned. Again, for violating some rules, they never told me what the rules were that I violated and how so. And my material was pretty straightforward. And that was during the days when everyone was being censored for all sorts of reasons. So a major platform is defending the Secret Service cover-up of the assassination of President Trump. TikTok is suppressing information on the cover-up of the assassination of President Trump and the failures of the Secret Service related to that. Incredible. So that's your Secret Service. So they denied the request, and what happens next is, I think, we have to administratively appeal the denial. And if past is any experience, they will tell us, too bad, so sad, and we'll have to sue. So they basically told us, sue if you don't like our answer, and which we're prepared to do. So massive Secret Service cover-up, and, you know, as you can see, there's a lot to hide from the videos we just showed you. I've got a lot to get through today, so I can't spend time yelling too much about any one topic. So, listeners, you're going to have to do some of my... you're going to have to channel me in the comments and say things you think I should have said or would have said, given your knowledge of my prior comments on the topics of the day.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.